Minute to spare. Good evening. I call the September 29th, 2021 Planning Commission meeting to order at 6:30 PM. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Are there any changes to the agenda? I'm going to skip roll call because I see everybody's here. Seeing none. Are there public comments for items not already on the agenda?
Let me open the
phone. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hi, Carrie Connolly here. Letting you guys know.
Hi, Carrie Connolly.
Hi.
I'm going to go ahead.
Right, I'm muting myself. Let me know if there are questions. I'll be listening.
Thank you. I'm going to open the Q&A up for the public.
Okay.
Possible comments for items not already on the agenda. If you have any of those public, you can press star 6. Give it just a few seconds here. I was told there's a bit of a lag time between.
That's fine.
When somebody presses star 6 and it shows. Nothing.
Hearing none, seeing none. Okay, thank you. Approval of July 21st, 2021 minutes.
I make a motion to approve the July 21st, 2021 minutes.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, thank you. Okay, moving right along. Tonight we have a public hearing for a conditional use and concurrent development review for 582 Laurel, file number CUP-21-13/DEV-21-14. This is a quasi-judicial land use hearing script for the city of Junction City. I have a question before we begin, Terry. If this is a conditional use permit, does that have to be renewed?
No. A conditional use permit, once approved by the Planning Commission, is good as long as that use is in effect. Once that use ceases, the conditional use permit ceases.
Okay, I thought that was similar to the food trucks. And.
Temporary uses
is different.
Have that limitation.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I now open the public hearing for conditional use and concurrent development review request for 582 Laurel, file number CUP-21-13/DEV-21-14 on September 29th, 2021 at 6:34 p.m. My name is Jeff Hague. I'm the chair for this hearing. The hearing will be conducted in accordance with the Junction City Municipal Code and state law ORS 197.763. The staff will first present the staff report, applicable criteria, and recommendation. The applicant will then have an opportunity to present the proposal and address any issues raised by the staff report and recommendation. For public testimony, I will first ask to hear from people who would like to speak in favor of the proposal. I will then ask to hear from people who have neutral comments or questions about the proposal. Finally, those in opposition to the proposal will have an opportunity to present testimony, starting with the petitioners. City staff may then present additional material and recommendations based on testimony. The applicant will be given the opportunity to have the last word. After each presentation, I will ask for questions from the Planning Commission. If you intend to present oral testimony, we are recording this hearing. Please clearly state your name and address when you are called to speak. This will help in preparing accurate written minutes of the hearing and assist with mailing, copies of the decisions to all interested parties. If you have written testimony or other evidence to submit, please give it to staff so it can be entered into the record. Organizations are encouraged to have only one person speak for the group. Each person may testify only once unless called back at the request of a Planning Commission member to respond to a question. Thank you very much. Okay, myself and Planning Commission members are required to disclose any conflicts of interest or ex parte contacts. Anyone? No? None?
I'm a patient of the dental clinic.
Of the dental clinic, okay.
Does that make any difference?
I don't think so. If you can rule with an open mind. Thank you, sir. Any challenges from the audience as to conflicts of interest, ex parte contacts, or bias related? Seeing none. State law requires me to tell you a number of things at the beginning of this hearing. First, the applicable substantive criteria that apply to this application are contained in the written staff report and will be identified and discussed in the oral staff report. Second, your testimony, arguments, and evidence must be directed toward these criteria or other criteria in the comprehensive plan or development code that you believe apply to this application. ORS 197.763, Section 5B. Third, failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the decision maker or other people an opportunity to respond may preclude appeal of a decision on this application based on that issue. ORS 197.763, Section 5C. Finally, to the applicant, failure to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to allow the city to respond to the issue precludes an action for damages in circuit court. ORS 197.796, Section 3B. Whew, that seemed like more than usual. Terry, please present the staff report.
Good evening, Commission. Before you this evening is an application for a conditional use permit and concurrent development review. Development review is normally a staff level review. It, according to our code, it's a type 1 review. However, because the conditional use and the development review are being reviewed as one together, our code also says that when that occurs, that they both have to, both applications have to be reviewed under the more strict codes. That's why the development review is before you this evening. So the applicant is requesting that the conditional use and concurrent development review approval for expansion of an existing dental office on 6th and Laurel. And what they propose to do is move their parking lot to the lot behind, which they also own. There's a home on there right now. Part of that project would be to get the permits to demo the home, put the parking lot on that lot, and be able to expand the dental office where the existing parking lot is right now. So, as I mentioned, development review is a type 1 review. The criteria that we're going to be reviewing this evening are under, I'm going to back up for just a second. On page 17 of the packet, there's some diagrams. And so I wanted to kind of explain the situation here, and then I'm going to go over the criteria that we're going to be using. So in the top right there, it shows that there are three tax lots involved in this application. It's actually two legal lots. So there's a little bit of a difference here. A lot of times tax lots and legal lots are the same thing. In this instance, it's a little bit different in that the first legal lot is where the dental office is now with the existing parking, and the other legal lot is that little skinny lot and the house behind it. So there, that's going to come into play a little bit later on, so I wanted to point that out. The existing dental office is in the commercial residential zone. The existing home where the parking lot is proposed to be located is in the R2 zone. So there are two different zones there, so we're going to be dealing with a little bit more criteria than normal. And that criteria covers, go back to my list here. So we're going to be looking at the duplex residential code, that's chapter 17.15. We're also going to be looking at chapter 17.40, which is commercial residential. So what we're going to do when we're looking at those codes is we're going to look at the parking lot proposals under the criteria for R2, and we'll look at the dental lot or dental building addition under the commercial residential criteria, because that's the zones in which those two parts of the project reside. We'll also be looking overall at access management, vehicle access on and off the property, pedestrian access on and off the property. And that's chapter 17.185, and also Junction City set chapter, municipal code chapter 17.90, and that's off-street parking and loading. And then also the parking lot in the R2 is a conditional use. That's what brings this conditional use before you this evening. The dental office is an outright permitted use in the CR zone, because it's listed as an outright permitted use when you look at that chapter of the code. So what brings this whole thing before you this evening is the need for that. The parking is required as part of this expansion, but because it's in the R2 zone, it brings it to you as a conditional use. So because it's part of a neighborhood commercial use, and neighborhood commercial uses are conditional uses in the R2 zone. So additional criteria, so chapter 17.130, conditional uses, and then because we're doing the development review concurrent, I'm also going to be going over the development review criteria, and that's chapter 17.160. A lot of information to digest, so please feel free to stop me at any point with questions. All right, so moving on to page 15 of the packet. The subject site is located on the southeast corner of the intersection of Laurel Street and West 6th Avenue, and is further identified on Lane County Assessor's Map 15-04-32-33 as tax lots 6200, 6201, and 6202. As I mentioned before, the subject site contains two legal lots. The lot fronting West 6th Avenue is designated commercial on the city's comprehensive plan, and it has a corresponding zoning. So you've got the layer of plan designation, and then the zoning layer has to match that, and that does. Commercial residential is a zone permitted within that commercial plan designation. And likewise with the R2 zoning of the lot behind, it is the plan designation there is medium density residential. The corresponding zoning for medium density residential is R2. So those match, so we're good there.
Terry, can I ask a question?
Sure.
The 6202,
uh-huh.
Since we are, we that little strip, is that R2 or is that
that one? It's R2 because it's
so
part,
it's part
of that
other
legal
lot. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so relevant dates. The application was submitted on August 26th and deemed complete on August 27th. Public notices were mailed on September 1st. And the notice was published in the Register Guard on the 27th, or pardon me, on September 8th, and then it's before you this evening as a public hearing. And a records search was done on this property, and there was a variance granted in 2000 for the construction of the existing dental office. I'll explain that in just a minute. And then there was a property line adjustment done in 1999. So the year before the permits were issued for the dental office, that's when, going back to these, that's when this little lot became that little skinny lot that's only 10 feet wide. Originally, when it was platted in 1908, all the lots were 50 by 100. all the lots on the block, and all three of the lots that are, all three tax lots were the same size at that time. With that 1999 property line adjustment, that middle lot, lot seven, became 10 feet wide, and lot six became, I can't add right now, but it became bigger.
90 feet.
90 feet wide. Okay, so. Alrighty. So, and so, as I mentioned, public notice was sent out. So notices were mailed to property owners and residences within 300 feet of the subject site, letting them know about this public hearing, a little bit about the proposal, and some of the diagrams that you see on page 17, the top two were included with that so they could kind of get a picture of what the property was, and then a short description of what the plan was, what the proposal was. Out of that and the public notices in the newspaper, we received two written comments, both in favor of this proposal. Both of them said that they welcome seeing the existing home to be demoed, and they were okay with the parking lot going in its place. There was a third verbal comment that I received on the phone saying the same thing. So, let's see, that administrative variance. So when the dental building was built in 2000, there was a variance granted to allow the front yard setback, the distance between the front property line and the foundation of the building, to be 18 feet rather than 20. So, and that the front of the building is not going to change with this proposal. In that variance, it also noted that West 6th Avenue was the front property line. So that front property line is 18 feet. That makes the Laurel Street side a side yard setback, and that is at 15 feet. The interior side yard setback between the alley and the foundation of the building is 8 feet. The requirement is 6 feet, so it exceeds that requirement. The proposal is to bring that addition straight back, so it too would meet those setback requirements. So when we get into the I'm going to get into the parking lot now. So because there's two legal lots as part of this project and they're both under the same ownership, and the parking is required as a piece of that dental building, one of the conditions of approval for the staff that staff is recommending is that there be a, I want to call it a deed restriction, but that's not the right term. Sorry, just a second here, let me find it. So on page 41 is a list of the conditions of approval. And because they're on two separate lots rather than one lot, the staff is recommending that prior to building permit issuance, the applicant will provide the city a copy of a lot combining covenant recorded with Lane County stating the subject site 582 and 554 Laurel. Those are the addresses for the dental building and the existing house, which include three tax lots, 6200, 6201, 6202, on Lane County Assessor's Map 1504, 3233, must hereby be sold together without separation of the lots or portions thereof as a single unit of land, so long as the structure is on the land. And that ensures in the future that if the building were sold, that it all has to be sold as a unit so that that building always has the parking that's required for it. So that was really the the big condition that came out of this. The others are fairly standard, that a landscape plan, they submitted a plan that kind of showed where existing landscaping is, but there are some landscape requirements. Because the lot is 12 spaces, it doesn't require a lot of, there's no parking islands or anything like that required, but there is some landscaping requirements. And so they'll have to submit a landscape plan that planning staff will review to make sure that it meets what the code says it has to have. And then prior to issuance of a certificate of occupancy, a site obscuring fence of at least 4 feet tall will have to be put along the very south property line at the end, the south end of this parking lot, the new parking lot between them and the neighboring house. So the neighboring house has something to look at besides the parking lot. And then prior to building permit issuance, the landscape plan, again, it's kind of a reiterate. Basically, it's just reiterating that landscape plan needs to be submitted and approved before they can get their certificate of occupancy, which says that they're good to go and they can occupy the building. Does anybody have any questions so far? Yes.
My question is there a fence along the property parking lot now?
Yes, there is between the existing parking lot and 554 Laurel, the house that would be demoed. Okay. There is a fence there.
There's not one on the south side.
On this, the other, that would be the south property line.
The other side of the parking lot. That's the one you have to add one in, right?
Right, because what will happen with this proposal is that the parking lot that exists right now behind the dental office will be removed in order to extend the dental office out the back.
Okay.
And then the house would be removed and a parking lot with 12 parking spaces would be placed there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And, I won't go through every nuance of every criteria, but those were the only things that I found as far as where we would have to add a criteria in order for the proposal to satisfy all of the criteria in the code. The comments, the written comments that were submitted are, I should mark these. They begin on page 80. And they wrote in support of demolition of the house and construction of the parking lot. I was just looking to see if it was the written comments I received or if it was the person I spoke with that they just asked that that there be nice landscaping there so it looks attractive. The code does address landscaping. It also addresses, this lot is small enough it wouldn't really require any park lighting for the parking lot. But where it does, the code also says that you can't have glare or light pollution flooding onto other properties, especially if they're residential properties.
But this one would not require
light. I don't believe, no, it's small enough it wouldn't. Yeah, one of the comments, I think it's page 81, she also notes that the parking lot would help reduce the number of cars parked on the street right now with the additional parking.
Anyone have any questions, comments, ideas?
I have a couple questions. So along the alley, so will their parking lot open up into the alley or just onto the street? And if it does open up onto the alley, are they going to be required to pave the entire alley?
The alley is the portion of the alley being used by them right now is paved, and the other portion, Public Works Design Standards, would require them to pave. If it's not already paved, they would be required to pave the portion of the alley that they would be using. And that's a, that would, the Public Works Design Standard that would come up during development. Oh, okay, on page 110 is a, it's small and it's light, so it's not, I apologize for the quality of the, I should have copied that a little darker, but it does show the proposal and where the new additions to the dental office would be and the parking. And so that the fencing would be required at that south property line, and then parking, the cars would enter off of Laurel and exit. You can see where the park, how the parking angles, so it would push people onto the alley to exit through the alley the way they do right now.
And would they be required to fence one side of that alley for noise or for the neighbors or not? I mean, I'm talking about on the neighbors on the other side of the alley, opposite of them.
That, so part of a conditional use public hearing is that not only is the Planning Commission looking at whether or not this meets the criteria right now, but are there other things that would help it blend in, help the proposal blend into the surrounding area? Mm-hmm. And so that would be something that the commission could discuss. Just keep in mind that they would be, cars would be exiting onto the alley and the visibility there. So you would be looking at maybe short fences or something see-through, maybe some landscaping, I don't know, something that would be not impede the traffic there.
I don't think that would be too much of a hindrance because the dentist office closes by 5:30 or 6. So you wouldn't have a whole bunch of cars shining in somebody's back window over there at all hours of the evening.
So on the landscaping mm-hmm. proposal that's yet to be submitted, is there any criteria on that? It would be the east side by the alley, mm-hmm. Along the alley. Is there any criteria for something to make it more presentable?
The code is more broad than that, so it just lists, you have to have, just as an example, a certain number, for every number of feet you have on the street, you have to have so many trees. Or it just says you have to have landscaping that is ground cover, shrubs, that kind of thing. So you could add a criteria, or probably not a criteria, you could add a condition that that there needs to be some kind of landscaping on the east side that doesn't obstruct vision, but.
Well, if you look at their drawing, though, their parking lot, the cars come in at an angle. This would be open in the center. There's really no place to put landscaping there. You could put a little tiny something in front of those last two cars, but this is open to exit, so that would be, you couldn't really restrict them to fence that, or that would destroy their plan.
I guess I'm not so much worried about headlights or landscaping in that alley. It's more of safety for if those people with those houses that are on the alley next to it, if they have children playing, or there's, I don't know if there's fences there now or not. It's just more of a safety for the people who live where it's going to be an extremely well-used alley. It's not going to be an alley where you're going to see a car here and there. And so I don't know how many patients they see throughout the day. Which during school year wouldn't be bad, kids would be in school, but during the summer when kids are outside, that's what I'm looking at, is the neighboring houses to the alley that they would share the alley with. How safe that would be with the cars using the alley.
That's certainly something we can discuss during deliberations a little bit more. Okay. So I don't even know that.
Anybody have anything else to... Heartburn? Headache, pain? Okay. Applicant and others in favor may speak of the proposal. We've seen written testimony from neighbors in favor. Anyone? Okay. Neutral testimony? That leaves you, Mrs. Leach? Nothing? Are you here to oppose? Because if you're here to oppose, there's the door.
I know.
Okay.
No, I think it's great. It's great.
All right. No one? Anyone? I guess we don't have to respond. Any further questions from the Planning Commission?
Pretty straightforward.
Well, we do have someone online.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, I apologize.
I'm sorry, I didn't think about that as a live meeting for a change.
Let me open the Q&A. And we do have Nicholas Weissman. Sorry, apologize if I mispronounced your last name. I'm going to allow him to speak.
Okay.
Okay. Caller one, Mr. Weissman, you can go ahead and give testimony if you'd like. Okay, I think maybe we can hear you now. Sorry about that.
Or maybe not.
He did, and I can see him in the list there, but I, and I'm unmuting, but I don't know why we're not getting any. Hello? Okay. Can you hear us now?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
There we go.
Yay. Yay. Thank you for your patience, everyone.
It's all right. There's a little bit of an echo, so I apologize.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Yes. My name is Nick Weissman, or Nicholas Weissman. I live at 555 Calumet Street, so right behind the dentist's office, or just out.
Thank you.
And my question was, so with the expansion of the dentist office, I see that it's going to be picking up more of that lot, the 6,200. So my alley access is right at the corner of where the fence of the existing house, residential property that would be going away, and the parking, the existing parking lot. So my alley access gate is right there. And so I'm just kind of curious how far over the dentist office expansion is going to be going, because that could possibly impede on the alleyway access that I have.
I'm not sure which alley. Are you talking about the north and south alley?
The east to west alley.
The east to west alley is actually part of the dental people's property.
So right now, your alley access is where where the existing fence is. Is that right?
Yeah, so my alley access is between, I'm looking at the chart here, I hope I can see the numbers, they're cut off on the edge.
Yeah.
So it looks like there's two blocks, 4,100, and then, or excuse me, two blocks, 4,100, and then 4,200, it's kind of cut off on the edge, just south of the alleyway. And so my alley access, my gate, is right on the corner where the 4,200 lot meets that 4,100 lot.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
So right now it kind of lines up with the parking lot, not quite.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just curious, with the expansion of the dentist office, is that going to be in front of my existing gate, or am I still going to have...
Well,
I'm curious how that's going to affect my access.
So the alley is, it would, the, pardon me, the addition would still be the setback from the property line of the alley on the other side where the dentist office is. The property line between the alley and the dentist office and then the proposed structure, there'll be 8 feet there. Plus the alley, and the alleys are 20 feet wide. The addition is proposed to come down, let's see, on page 110 with the drawing. I believe it's proposed to come down, okay, actually, 119. It would come down 32 feet, so it would come down fairly close to that property line.
Terry, I couldn't hear him. Which tax lot is his, the 42 or the 43?
42
says.
He's saying his access is right there.
Right, not left in line.
But it's not going to change because the setback stays the same, right? Or the alley stays the same width, so no matter what happens.
Right. The northwest alley, the access won't change. You'll still have the same. That piece east and west through there is actually part of the dental office's private parking lot. And
there is no east-west alley.
No, I understand. Not
he's not talking about
north to south. I know that's part of their parking.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's talking about his corner of the property,
right
across from their mm-hmm. existing parking.
Right.
It'll be across from the building now.
Yeah.
But nothing changes. I mean, everything stays the same from his standpoint.
Because
mm-hmm. they can't build in the alley. The alley width stays the same.
Right.
So he was using the parking lot as his east.
But he will see a lot more cars.
Not a lot more. But I mean, his access, the only difference in his access might be that if the building's there, he won't be able to sweep through the parking lot like he does now if that's what he's using for access. But that's not,
that's not
out that way.
Terry, maybe I should rephrase it so that it makes more sense. So I guess what I'm curious about is how far, I just mostly just want to know how far over the new addition is going to be expanding. Is it going to run adjacent to my property line? Is it going to stop before it reaches my property line? I know that it won't necessarily change anything to do with the actual alley because that has to be there. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious how far it's going to be over from where it's going.
They're adding on, this is a pretty small print, it looks like they're coming 34 feet off of the south side of their addition, existing building. So it's going to take up most of that front lot, looking at this drawing.
The current parking lot.
The current parking lot will have building over almost all of it. And then their new parking lot will be south of it on the 6202 and 6201 lots.
Absolutely. They're available on the city's website, but I can also, if you wanted to call the office tomorrow.
Right, okay.
This is Terry. If you'd like to call City Hall tomorrow, I can help walk you through where to find those on the website or get you paper copies if you prefer.
Okay.
Terry, can I ask you?
Yeah. Stick around 1 second.
So I have a question. Are you concerned with the building being able to get in and out because of the building being there? Or are you concerned with the additional traffic? What is your concern with your availability to use that, the alley?
A little bit of both, because even though I know that it won't impede on the existing alley, it does affect the way that we can access the gate. Because right now, we can, essentially go down the parking lot
into the
parking lot straight into our back gate. And so I know that that's not our property, but you know, you could pull through the driveway, or excuse me, the parking lot as it exists. And so I'm just curious how it's going to affect that side of the alley.
Disappear.
Are we only going to be limited to getting into our back gate from the alleyway? Is the new building going to be completely in front of our existing gate, or is there just going to be some like swing room for more ground?
No. That's mostly what we're. It looks like you're going to lose the ability to pull into their parking lot completely. Their building will take up. I'm sorry. It looks like you're going to lose the ability to pull into their parking lot completely, because their building comes back, takes up almost that whole lot. And then the diagram of the next parking, their angled in parking spaces clear up into the 6201 and 2 lots. So you will not be able to use their property anymore. Sorry about that.
Okay. I think it'll probably make more sense when I see the actual plan. But I do of course have concerns about how much that would impact the traffic. Answered the question that was asked a second ago, a little bit of both. My primary concern or primary question was more so about how it would affect my access to our back gate.
It's gone.
But
yeah, it looks like it's gone.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any other comments online? No? Lost my page now. I guess we quit. Okay, do we have any requests to keep the record open? No?
All participants are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Do we have any requests to keep the public record open? If not...
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
So you need need a motion to.
All participants are unmuted.
No, I'll just close it in a minute and then we'll deliberate.
Chair, if you wouldn't mind asking that question again, I.
Are there any other members of the public online that have comments in support of, against, or neutral about this? We may have missed you with our confusion the first time. If so, we'd like to hear from you.
There are not. I just wanted to be sure that the question about keeping the record open for.
Okay. Are there any requests to keep the public record open at this time? Seeing none, hearing none, and no one online, the hearing and record are now closed at 7:15 p.m. Thank you very much. Okay, deliberation and discussion. Anyone?
Yep, looks like they're adding 2,000 square foot, which is basically doubling the size of the building they got already. They're not changing the distance from the alley, so I understand the neighbor's concern, but I don't see how that changes what this proposal is.
No, I agree. I think maybe they have a big trailer and they've been using that convenient space to make the turn, and that's,
yeah.
You know, those people own that property.
You'll have to find another solution.
Yeah, I understand, but they do get some improvement, though, because they'll be paving another 60 by 20 section of that alley, so it'll be that much nicer back there too.
So I have a question, Terry. What is the city ordinance on alley use? I mean, so obviously I think that in that area there's a lot of people who have garages and stuff that face into the alley. And so what is the city ordinance on that?
Well, they're public alleys, mm-hmm. and as far as development is concerned, public works design standards require that if a developer is going to be using the alley as part of their ingress and egress, they're required to pave it. But as far as limiting traffic on them, I'm not aware of anything like that. I would have to check with the police department about speed limits, but I would imagine that the speed is slow.
And what about, do you know if there's anything residential with the residences using the alleys? I've seen a lot of garage doors along mm-hmm. the alleyways.
I'm not aware of anything. I mean, the zoning code talks about, setbacks for along the alley and things like that, and garages along the alley. So the code is aware of garages being along the alley. But I've never seen anything that would limit general traffic use of the alley.
As far as traffic goes, for a comparison, my property's right across the park. Mm-hmm. The boys' home right backs up to the school. Mm-hmm. So a few years ago, they built a new school building in the middle of the street on 5th and closed 5th Street maybe 15, 20 years ago now. It was an LCC annex to start with.
Oh, yeah.
So they closed 5th Street. So that meant that whole parking lot and everybody off of the Nissa Street now uses that alley between my two houses. Mm-hmm. And you really don't notice that much difference. Even though that there'd be 150 cars in that parking lot behind there for the school, only a handful of them go down there. There's a lot more on Nissa Street now because they dumped the school parking lot out onto Nissa. Mm-hmm. So that's jammed up. But the alley traffic, and my garage is back right out in there. I back in and out of there pretty much freely anytime I want. And these guys are only talking about an additional 5 or 6 spaces. I don't think they're going to even notice.
And then one more question. And so the alley paving, is that just in the just across their property lines, or do they go all the way down the entire alley? I mean, it looks like there's only one additional house on the alley.
Generally, they're required to pave the width from their alley,
they're using
property line, yeah, out to this.
Any other heartburn, issues, thoughts? I think it's a good proposal. I think looking at that dentist office, it's always been kept neat and clean. It looks nice on the drive-by. It blends into the neighborhood. The only neighbors that spoke were in favor of it because the house behind there is kind of the local eyesore, and they're glad it's going away.
I would agree with those comments. I drove by there, looked at it.
Well, I can see it straight across the park, and it's always been that way.
It's a definite improvement.
It looks like it'd be improvement.
Yeah. And it doesn't diminish anything in the whole area at all.
I don't think so. And a few years ago, they put that in the park there. They added that Wee Ones childcare place in the middle. And there's a lot more traffic for that than there would be for the dentist. And that hasn't destroyed the neighborhood over there. I don't see a problem with it.
And it looks like it'll take some parking off the street, which neighbors are interested in.
Well, that would help. A lot of that parking off the street, though, is also for the little Wee Ones place in the middle, because they don't have a lot of parking and there's a lot of traffic to that place. I forgot the name of it. It's a childcare spot there on the south side of the park. I'll have to look next time I drive by.
Do we need a motion to accept?
We do, if everybody is done deliberating and deciding. If no one has questions, I could entertain a motion. I did close the hearing 2 or 3 times.
I would move that we accept.
There's a suggested motion.
Okay.
Right, you may borrow that one.
Okay.
I think it's that one.
I make the motion to for approval of the proposed conditional use permit with current development review file number CUP 2113/DEV-21-14 to allow an addition to the existing dental office in the commercial residential zoning district with required parking expansion in the duplex residential dome based on the findings presented in the final order.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none. I guess that's that. Thank you very much. Moving
Thank
on.
You all. I'm going to tune out.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your
Attorney
evening.
Connolly, yep, have a nice evening.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Okay, on to the agenda forecaster.
All right. Okay. So this evening we have the conditional use permit public hearing, and on to page 114. The October meeting, we have, if all goes smoothly, it is planned to have a public hearing at the October 20th Planning Commission meeting for an annexation and rezone request on Booth Street. Booth Street is off of Mill Iron, down near the State Hospital. There's some industrial lots down in there, and there's an applicant who owns 4 lots there and has submitted an application for annexation of those 4 lots.
Is that to the east of Dreas Way?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right behind the pool place.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The notices have gone out for that, so the public hearing will take place on October 20th.
Okay.
And then we have a planning commission term. Commissioner Hague's term expires next month. So we will have that on the agenda we'll have applications for you to review for that position. We also have an alternate position that is still vacant and another planning commission seat that's vacant. So if you know of anybody that would like to apply for the regular seat or the alternate, please encourage them to apply. Excuse me, just a second. All right, and we also, a couple of other things that are pending items. We have a discussion about boarding houses in the downtown area that was a request from the Planning Commission. We have some code updates to keep up with the state changes from the state, and I think I've mentioned that before. Accessory dwelling units, our code there's one line, one criteria in there that no longer matches what the code for the state says, and that line is that accessory dwelling unit or the main house, the property owner has to live in one of those, and the state removed that from their criteria, so the city can't enforce that, but it just for housekeeping, we would need to, excuse me, we need to do an amendment to fix that up. And so that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Terry. Any further comments? Commissioner Yukel?
None.
Commissioner Montgomery?
None.
None. Commissioner Creech?
None.
None. Commissioner Easterday?
Only that I will not be in town on the 20th of October.
Two demerits for you. Thank you for giving us notice. Commissioner Sumner?
Just one. Do you have an answer about the people living downstairs on the house next to McKinley's printing?
I did a site visit there. I was asked by my supervisor to do a site visit, and I did that. I could see where there could be, but I didn't see any direct evidence. I didn't see anybody walking in or out or anything like that.
Well, the bathroom's downstairs.
So that's the kitchen.
You have to get there downstairs to go to the restroom. But you could go by there with the boarding up. You could still see lights in the downstairs.
Okay.
If it's light in the bathroom, that's fine. But it's a sight sore. That's a personal opinion. It's not a commission opinion. Also, who's living in the Pitney house?
This is the first I've heard of anything like that.
Okay. Other than that, I'd like to tell everyone that I've survived cataract surgery.
Mm.
And I'm presently, my heart's still working because this machine's going to do my chest.
That's good.
And being 82 does make a difference.
And you see the alternative.
And you see?
2020. Wow. Except when I want to read Terry's paper.
That's kind of small, even for me. Commissioner Newman, any comments or questions? Nothing? And I have nothing. Thank you for getting this done. Can I second that motion?
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. Appreciate your help.